It's another tequila sun.
Yes, it is.
I think I need a drink-a-doodle-doo.
Drinking again.
Now we bring in the beverage cart to make the Susie drink of the week.
Okay.
A weekly tradition. What are we having today?
It's a Russian caravan. And what's cool about this one is we're using something in it called Russian tea, which is something that I'm giving you a recipe for, and you can make this as a Christmas gift during the holidays as well. Holiday gift, it's yummy. Okay, so Russian tea is supposed to be something big in the South, and you use tang, sugar, instant tea, cloves, cinnamon, and then for a festive touch, you can put those cinnamon red hot drops in it. You mix it up and you put it in a little jar. See, it's kind of cute.
Like in a mason jar.
Yeah, a little mason jar. And you can put a little fabric on the top or a ribbon. And
these
you
are the
can
dry ingredients.
Yeah, these are the dry ingredients. Then you use 2 teaspoons for a cup. And then you can also, it's good hot or it's good cold. Okay, so you make this. Then this is one of the ingredients in the drink, which is the Russian caravan. So you get a shaker. Well, first of all, you get your glasses, and these are the regular iced tea glasses.
Fill them with ice. So it's popular in the South, our South, here in the U.S., because of the bourbon.
Yeah, but I don't know why they call it that.
You're okay. Not talking about the Ukraine.
All right, the Southern Ukraine, I meant.
Okay, so you get your shaker, and you put in, first of all, 2 ounces of bourbon. And this is this good bourbon that we have been using, this Ocean, Jefferson's Ocean, yeah. Aged at sea. It's kind of a shame to use
aged
it for this.
Aged at sea.
Yeah.
Use 2 ounces of that.
They have to put it out on a boat and just keep it out there until... All right, bring back the bourbon!
Would it not age the same on land?
No, it
no,
would not.
No, it has to, the gentle rocking.
The rocking, the salt air. Oh... Works.
Right? It's the Edmund Fitzgerald. No, that's not the sea, is it? That's a lake.
Aged at the bottom of Lake Superior.
Right. Then you get to your Russian tea.
Ah, here's the Russian part.
Yeah, and so you're going to put in... Actually, I'm going to put that in after I mix this all together. Okay, then you get some honey, and you put in 1/4 ounce of honey, so...
Just squirt some.
Yeah, so I'm making 4 drinks, so I'll just use a shot of it.
Tea and honey, that's a classic combo.
Absolutely.
And we in the business use it to protect our pipes.
Yes. And then...
A moneymaker, Dean.
That's right, the breadbasket.
You shake it. And you're shaking the agave and the bourbon together. Pour it into your glass of ice.
That doesn't sound right.
Sounds wonderful. What's wrong with you?
It smells good. Rog, you might want to smell this Russian tea too. It smells really good.
All right. Let me
and then
it.
You top it with your Russian tea that you've already prepared.
Wow. Very cinnamon. Cinnamon. Lots of cinnamon. Cinnamony. Might have missed a couple syllables.
What's the ratio here? Or does it matter?
No. Well, and you leave a little bit of room at the top to top it with either 7-Up or club soda. We're going to use some 7-Up here, but you can use club soda as well.
Just top it off.
Just to give it a little bit of a sparkle. And you put a squeeze of a lemon wedge into it, and that is your drink. It looks just like an iced tea.
All right. Right. But it's made from Russia, but not from Russia.
With tang. I don't know.
All right. We have what, 4 glasses?
Yes.
For Haas, and is assistant producer Rusty having one?
We're sharing a glass.
All right.
Is Rusty old enough?
Oh. Oh, I like this.
Yeah, see,
this
that's
is
really
good.
Yummy, isn't it?
Wow.
Pretty good.
It's almost got
almost has what, an Arnold Palmer feel to it.
Almost that, but better. And because Arnold Palmer basically tastes like tea.
Mm-hmm.
It's got kind of that Lynchburg tea, you know, that you do with Jack Daniels kind of deal.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's not too sweet and not too tart.
Right.
It's
and it, you can also,
mixture.
You can do it hot, but leave out the 7-Up. So you can do it for the holidays, too.
I have to swallow this.
This is
I'm obligated.
Swallow.
Swallow.
Rusty?
Swallow. Absolutely.
Emphatic swallow.
Oh, wow. You're all choking right. that one down. Wow.
So if you want to make this, we'll post the recipe on our social media. The Susie Drink of the Week, it's a winner this week.